Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
8 o'clock hour here on your home of America's team. That would be the Dallas Cowboys, one of America's teams. You could argue the New England Patriots, and that's going to be the focus of this interview right here before Jerry Jones, who joins us live in 30 minutes on DFW Sports Station. And a cool treat on the Zoom right now, if you're listening on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, because FX has a new series. I love when they do these series. American Sports Story, Aaron Hernandez, and we have the actor and the producer joining us, Josh Rivera and Stu Zickerman, on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, guys. We got you.
Hey, yeah. How you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you, Josh. Stu, you good to go?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
All right, here's what I want to start off. So everyone is now judging Josh to be like, does that look like Aaron Hernandez? Stu, when you guys are trying to find a lookalike, how often does the lookalike not have the acting chops? And you're like, all right, we got to go to the second to third looks option because the acting is not there. Not saying you don't look like Aaron Hernandez. I was just wondering, like, man, they got the perfect Magic Johnson lookalike for Showtime, the perfect bird. Could they actually act? That's for you, Stu.
You know, we're not looking necessarily for a lookalike. You know, we're looking for somebody to embody the part, right? And I think that, you know, when you first start casting a part like this, you know, when you're writing something like this, you're trying to think like, how am I going to ever find the right person, you know? And, but you know, you have to sort of look like past, like, you know, size or like some guy that's really dark or some guy that's really like, looks like a killer. Cause what really we needed for this part was somebody to embody the complexity of it. And when Josh walked in the room, you know, he just had, an emotionality and a complexity that was so unique and that this part needed. And what happens is he just begins to embody the part.
Josh, do you like being referred to as somebody who looks athletic enough, but also like a killer?
Hey, if it works for the job, I don't mind. You know what I mean?
Josh, how familiar were you with, how big of a sports fan are you? How familiar were you with Aaron Hernandez? And what was the part when you did all your research? You're like, holy crap, this is dark.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as like sports in general, I played high school football. You know, I followed it for a little while. Well, obviously, I kind of went and started doing more theater oriented stuff and I started singing and dancing. So my connection to football waned just a little bit there. But it was cool to dust off the chops, you know, coming into the show. And I was a lineman and a linebacker when I was playing. So I'd never had to catch a football in my life. I've got lineman hands. So they taught me how to do all that stuff. But as far as what I knew about the story, just about as much as anybody else, right? Like, I knew there was a guy in the NFL. I knew he got convicted of murder. And as far as I thought about it, I was like, man, that's wild. You know, but I didn't really dive into it too much until the audition process came around. And I listened to the podcast that was that the show's based on, and I watched the Netflix documentary. And I think the thing that really stuck out to me was you know, in hindsight, we have this lens of like, oh man, what a horrible thing to happen. But then by a lot of accounts, this dude was a really good guy, and he was really funny and like good humored and very charismatic, which was a very shocking thing for a lot of people. And I guess just like how layered the entire thing is and how many components go into it. The more that I investigated it, the more fascinating the whole thing was to me.
Stu, who did you guys talk to and consult, whether with the Patriots and the NFL, in order to try to get this to be accurate?
You know, the Spotlight team at the Boston Globe, who are these incredible reporters, right? Like, they had done such a thorough job in reporting this story that they were sort of our main resource. I mean, you know, we read a lot, you know, we didn't talk to the families. We didn't talk to, you know, the league or anything like that. We just tried to sort of go off the research, you know, and the reporting, and because there was so much there.
Did you guys, like, looking back and when you went towards, you know, his childhood and stuff, did you find that this went back even earlier, a lot of his troubles, even earlier than a lot of us think, like even before high school, that was kind of disturbing? Or is it just, did it just start then?
Yeah, I think it's more a case of, you know, we tend to one-dimensionalize stories like this, right? Like Hernandez is a killer, right? Or he's a monster or whatever it is. And the truth is, like, no one's born a monster. You're not born a killer. And I think that for us, like, looking back as far back as his childhood, there were a lot of things that happened. You know, he was a really happy-go-lucky kid and by all accounts, a great kid, you know, but things happened to him. He lost his father in high school. He dealt with sort of, you know, physical and emotional abuse. He was struggling with his identity and, you know, and in a world where he was not allowed to struggle with his identity, you know? So I think there were a lot of things that sort of like made his life more complicated. But the real warning signs, like that there were, you know, possible character things that people should look out for, didn't really come out till college.
Got Josh Rivera and Stu Zickerman here. They are part of FX's American Sports Story, Aaron Hernandez. Question for you here, Josh. You know, a lot of people may know you from doing West Side Story, for instance, a little bit ago. And when you look at like the way you approach a role of you're trying to do a remake versus do a true to life story, was it a similar process in terms of trying to honor the truth of it, but also put a certain inflection on it of your own and your own perspective?
There was a lot about it that I found quite different. I mean, what's really nice about working on something that's fiction is you can invent something from scratch. But the reality is, you know, I can't pretend that there's not an existing perspective on who this person is and what this story is. So basically, my job is to invent something that's compatible with that rather than a carbon copy, you know, but create some sort of essence of it that is compatible with people's existing perception of it, if that makes any sense, which was a challenge, but I feel like we did all right. I hope people like it.
So there's like no method acting here.
Well, I was gonna say
no method acting.
it's important that, not to do a caricature, right? And I think that that's when we talk about, like, we don't want to do caricatures of any of these characters, you know. We want to create them like this is a TV show. It's meant to entertain people. And and all the actors, we gave them the license to sort of, you know, take what we've written and embody the part in a way that they could bring it to life.
Did you guys reach out to teammates, Belichick, Kraft, the Patriots? How did that go?
No, I mean, I think we had enough information to go on, and it just didn't seem like we wanted to color our, you know, perspective by talking to anyone that was actually involved. So no, we pretty much just based everything off the research.
I'm curious, you know, when you guys talk about Stu, you just mentioned there that at the end of the day, you're creating entertainment. What's that balance, though, in the creation process where you're saying, hey, we're trying to create something that's entertaining, but it's also really dark subject matter where we're trying not to necessarily make people so uncomfortable that they turn it off?
Mm. Yeah, no, that's a really great question. I mean, I think you set out trying to strike that balance, right? And illuminate the audience about things in the story that they just don't know and didn't know, you know? And again, like, this is a dark story as we know it, but there's a lot of great moments that aren't dark. You know, in Aaron's life and in his history, there's a lot of great moments of wish fulfillment too. You know, like, he became a star. You know, he became a star in college, became a star in the pros. He got a $40 million contract. Like, there were great moments, and we can play into those moments too. You know, but the most important thing is, and I think we've struck a good balance here, we never forgive him for what he's done. You know, like, Hernandez is a killer. He ruined people's lives and families' lives, and we never forgive him for that. But we also shine a light on the rest of it, you know, and we sort of indict some of the people and institutions that that also have a bit of culpability in this story as well.
Is this a story that is so detailed and complex that it had to be like a 10-part series and you couldn't fit it all into a movie and do it justice?
Yeah, I mean, originally we were given 8. And I remember we basically broke and wrote, you know, parts of 8 episodes. And at a certain point, the producers were like, we just can't get all of it in, you know, and we ended up re-breaking it into 10. There's a lot here. And I think that the audience is going to be really, really surprised by, you know, how deep we go into the story and to the corners of the story that we go into. We do an entire episode from the women left behind. You know, it's not all just about Aaron.
Guys, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Josh Rivera, Aaron Hernandez, Stu Zickerman, producer, American Sports Story, September 17th on FX. Thank you. We can't wait to see it. Enjoy your day.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you for having us.
There it is here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Speaking of Hollywood, we have to pay homage to the greatest voice of all time, James Earl Jones, passing away. Then Jerry Jones live at 8:30 next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Jerry Jones coming up live at 8:30 here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. And tonight, as you reminded me when I first came in, I'm glad you did, the debate.
It's a wonderful debate. It's going to be one of the greatest debates that we've ever had, okay?
I'm all in.
It's at the, it's in Philadelphia.
Nice tease.
Cradle of Liberty, okay?
Unrelated.
It's the place that I need to win. I need to win Pennsylvania. Great state. Keystone State, they say.
So this is in Pennsylvania?
I see you swing. I know you swing.
What network is broadcasting it? Do we know? Or who's moderating it? Everyone's going to broadcast
it. And can you get it on DirecTV?
Or oh, no.
I have a YouTube free trial. Don't worry. It's going to be on every station.
No. It's on ABC.
But it's going to be on every station, I believe. ABC, like, moderates or whoever. Different networks, they, like, it's not, it's going to be on every.
All right, well, I hope you're right.
I'm sure you can put it on Fox News. I'm sure you can put it on CNN, I believe.
Fox News, wonderful station.
And it'll be everywhere.
I'm guessing. I got to say, this is, I'm disappointed.
I think the CNN people moderated.
The other one, the last one, yes. Was it on all of them? Okay, I'll check.
This is a disappointing thing for me today to grapple with, because right after the last debate, Choppy and I were already kicking around like the different rap song we were going to do, where Choppy was going to rap as Trump and Biden and a diss track to each other, the same one. And we had it written out and I was so excited about it. And then it was a couple weeks later, he dropped out and I was like, well, that ruins it. I can't really do it now. So now we're screwed.
Pick the cut that you want from the legend. Bobby asked last night, is he on the Mount Rushmore or is he just by himself? James Earl Jones passing away with the news that came out yesterday. Is it him and Morgan Freeman? Or is James Earl Jones the one?
I think James Earl Jones is on his own.
I think he's on his own, too.
And you think that his acting actually gets forgotten.
Yeah, because he's so recognizable for the voice. Like, obviously, as Darth Vader, like, you don't even see him. He's not even in that suit, but he's doing all the voiceover for it. And his voice has just become, you know, so recognizable and voice of God type of status. But he's actually a very good actor and always has been a really good actor. And I think it gets forgotten because people think of him almost as just a voiceover artist.
Which one jumps out to you from the cut sheet?
Oh, to me, it's clearly Field of Dreams.
People will come, Ray. The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
I still get chills every time I hear that speech with that music under it. That's great. That is. He was so good. Dr. Strangelove was actually the first movie he was ever in. You know that?
Really?
That yeah, he's in it. He's one of the pilots.
I had no idea.
You know it when you hear him start talking at one point. But yeah, he was a fantastic actor. Sandlot, obviously. He had a big... You want to talk about just like pivotal roles that are like buried in people's brains. Sandlot, Star Wars, all that.
You knew Babe Ruth?
George? He sure did. And he knew me. He was almost as great a hitter as I was. I would have broken his record too, but...
You went blind.
Yep. I used to crowd the plate so the strike zone almost disappeared. Pitchers hate that. That's the way I played, 100% all the time. Baseball was life, and I was good at it, real good. And then, one day, a high fast one and pow, lights went out.
I don't think we could take this ball.
I'll tell you what, you guys come by here once a week and talk baseball with me, we'll call it an even trade.
Deal!
He looks like his voice, too. You know, some people, it's like, whoa, how did that come out? Or people see us all the time. Uh-huh. They're like, oh, you're not what I expected to look like. He looked like the big, booming.
He did. Yeah, big dude, booming voice. I'm a big voice guy. I love a good voice, right? Like, you give me a great voice. That's why Tom Brady's going to fail. He doesn't have that presence.
People are going after his voice. Let's keep it in the world of entertainment as the Super Bowl halftime act has been picked.
Nothing on that beat.
Hi.
Mustard on the beat.
I love this song. So good. It's going to be Kendrick Lamar. And we got music wars breaking out everywhere.
Wars breaking everywhere. People are coming out saying that Lil Wayne was snubbed because this is in New Orleans. And that's his hometown. And you know, Nicki Minaj came out. Oh, boy, did she put Jay-Z in a real body bag. And then others were coming out saying how the Jay-Z and then sort of kind of Drake little beefish and Birdman beef kind of kept Lil Wayne beef kept Lil Wayne out because they knew that Lil Wayne would have brought Drake and Nicki in, and now this is going to be just basically a kill shot.
People
mad at Drake,
not a Louisiana or New Orleans artist,
right? And which, to be fair, that's never mattered. The NFL, it's never mattered. The only time where the NFL has really done that was at SoFi. It's never mattered. They didn't do Beyonce in Houston. They didn't do Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi or any million hip-hop artists at MetLife. They've never cared.
But
they've never cared about that.
The difference is Roc Nation has been involved recently.
Why they're not using Lil Wayne.
And that's where it does get a little petty, because Lil Wayne has talked about in interviews for the last year, like, he's been like, I don't want to like seem too aggressive, but like, yes, I would love to do it in New Orleans. Do the Super Bowl in New Orleans. That's my city. That's what I want to do. And
Kendrick's from LA. They could have done it next year.
So it's one of those that I get totally why people are worked up about it. And it does seem a little petty. It is. It's totally about Jay-Z's issues with Birdman. Mm-hmm. He's had issues with Drake for a long time. And that's his guy. That's Lil Wayne's guy.
Here's all I know. It has to be better than the promo they ran for it. That was one of the worst things I've ever seen on television, where he was back behind the jugs machine.
Yeah, but there was a lot of Drake shots in that, too.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, the American flag, and Drake's Canada. And then he said, there's no round twos. And Drake had said he's getting ready for round two.
I was just like, who's catching the punts? That's all I was going to say. Like, where's the funny line? It was awful. Awful. Not judging what the show is going to be, but just that commercial, that promo was terrible.
I'm excited. I'm excited about the actual performance. It sucks for Lil Wayne, but I am excited about it.
I'm excited for Jerry Jones live on Sean and RJ to celebrate the win over the Browns. Jerry joins us next. He must be excited to speak. Jerry Jones calling in a little bit early here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. This is your home of America's team, and Jerry is brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas for year what, Choppy? How many years have we been doing this?
13.
Is it 13?
Yeah. This is our 14th year, but it's been 13 and a half years.
13 and a half years, Jerry. Good morning and welcome back.
Well, good morning. I agree. It seems like yesterday we began, and Sean, RJ, you and Bobby, we're excited to be playing those Saints this weekend. It's a big win for us Sunday.
Jerry, let's talk about the win. We were expecting kind of a boring slugfest, low scoring. It was boring because y'all made the second half boring because of the dominance. Just talk about your overall thoughts on a super impressive debut in Cleveland.
Well, I couldn't be more pleased with going to Cleveland and winning. It's important that we reiterate Cleveland is really an outstanding team. And they've really, on paper, they will line up with anybody you can play. And certainly they're formidable over on their defensive side of the ball. They're formidable at home. And so to go up there on opening day and come out of there with a win several of the question marks, because we did it with a lot of young people involved in key areas of the game. And I think that bodes well as we look ahead, getting ready for New Orleans.
Jerry, what jumped out to you about the defensive performance? Obviously, Zimmer's debut, we were all excited about you picking him up to replace Quinn. And then, I mean, Micah Parsons just seemed like he wrecked everything out there. They're changing tackles. They're throwing screens on third down. They're running the football on third down. Can you just talk about Micah's performance with Mike Zimmer's debut?
Well, I've got to throw Lawrence in there because Lawrence was a fit for them all day long and a fit for us, but a real menace for them. You put him and Micah out there at the same time, and you're creating really a challenge for any offense. But I thought that was the best thing we did, was keep a lot of pressure on the quarterback, But I was particularly also impressed with our big boys in the middle. And we had Mozzie Smith that really held a good counting for what he did out there. You had Phillips. You had, of course, Neville that we got real promise for this year. And I think all of those guys are important for us to recognize because we sure didn't give them much running room.
Jerry, it seemed on TV that the speed of the defense as a whole just popped. Did it look like the same way in person in that stadium?
Frank, yes, very much. I think the key one that we all remember the most was the one where we were 13, came up strong when that quarterback got outside and 13 just almost closed the gap as though he had no leverage on the edge. And I think that shows what Obishan is capable of being and representing for the defense. We've got some guys that can run out there, and we've got some guys that can play. You know, again, I want to emphasize our young players, and we've got at least two, possibly three, that were there last year that because of injury or just didn't get enough reps. That we should, if we had to do over again, we had at least two players that we could have had a lot more reps last year and felt better this year when we were counting on them in training camp. But, no, our young players really played well on defense, and that was the big difference.
Jerry Jones here with Sean and RJ, 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, you guys have obviously emphasized youth and draft and development a ton this offseason. Is this the most that you can remember having to count on and rely on that youth going into a year? And is that because of the salary cap, some of the higher price contracts that you guys are having to pay your stars?
Well, let's give candidly, it's the best way to go. Draft your players and get them out there as quickly as you can. If you draft them, play them. Now, that's the best way to go. Easy to say, harder to do, because that veteran does have the edge when it comes to knowledge of the game, knowledge of playing in the NFL. But if you can do as well as we've done the last 2 years with our young players, then you can have available some dollars that will allow us to do the contract that we did, of course, with Dak and the one we did with Lamb. And that's the only way to play the game because if you're going to have players that are important to you, and make no mistake about it, Dak, Lamb, they're critical to our future success, then you're going to have to do it with young football players.
Jerry, let's talk about a few more of the young guys. What did you think about the debuts for Carson out there at corner? And then a lot of spotlight on BB and Guyton on the O-line.
I couldn't have drawn it up better for Carson. He just looked like he's been out there for years. And, boy, he really played well. When you consider everything, he was as good as anybody I've seen on first for a first game in the NFL. And, of course, you know, when you look at guys that are feeling good about what they're doing, and confidence is one of the biggest things with young players. And I saw confidence. I give Mike Zimmer credit for exuding the kind of confidence and putting schemes in that guys can go all out on. And that'll exhibit itself when you see young players come out there and play. Now, I don't know when I've heard or seen young offensive linemen, and we certainly will point to two of them as our starters. But I don't know when I've seen young offensive linemen play a better game against that type of competition. And you won't, you could never duplicate what that experience of those plays, those 60-something snaps that those guys got in that game. There's no way to buy that when it comes to experience for us this year, using it, the experience this year and in the future.
Jerry Jones joining us here at 105 Through the Fan. Zeke, 4 yards a carry. You know, definitely an improvement over the last 2 years where he was in the threes. Did he even exceed your expectations in week one so far?
Yeah, absolutely, he did, because the one you haven't mentioned, and that is his pass protection. One of the reasons that Dak was able to be as effective as he were, especially in that first half, was Zeke's protection. It was outstanding. And, I mean, it was meaningful. He needed to make those blocks. Like I'm saying, those guys were formidable coming on that front for Cleveland. And Zeke did an amazing job. He graded out in that area as well as anybody we've ever had.
Jerry, you guys split the workload and the snaps roughly 50-50 between Zeke and Rico Dowdle. Is that kind of the ideal spot for you moving forward? Do you think just them kind of having an even split?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Either are capable of playing more. Let's put it like that. And but I don't know that that has design to it, because it has, first of all, to the numbers of plays. But I want to emphasize the value of the work that's going on and the reps that are going on with that pass protection for Dak. And that'll show up in some of those big plays in the passing game, too. But, no, I think anybody will tell you that there are some pretty effective running backs that will run with the ball and be pretty effective doing it. And that's not to diminish that skill at all. But the nut cutting comes when you step up there and ask, how about the pass protection? Because you got to have it today. If you're going to get your guys out in the routes, your receivers, tight ends, or receivers, or backs out of the backfield, then, boy, you better have you some protection from one of those backs that you're keeping in.
Jerry, how did things end up working out for CeeDee Lamb in terms of the conditioning and the rust after not having training camp?
Well, I don't see it. Any conditioning issues or any rust at all. Didn't anticipate it, because they'd done a lot of work together before we got to training camp. And everybody that knows Lamb knows he's going to have himself ready. And so, I don't think we missed a lick.
Jerry, how much were you kind of secretly cheering excitedly to see Brandon Aubrey kick that 71-yard field goal before halftime?
I just couldn't believe, still haven't got it straight in my mind. I've had not only two direct explanations, but also read several versions of it. But I don't know how we managed to not count the field goal that he got. And I would have loved to have seen the 71-yarder. But, boy, he's a weapon, and I love the fact that we've got the confidence in him. He's got the confidence in himself.
Jerry Jones brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas every Tuesday, 8:30, here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry, super impressive win, dominant. Our only nitpick was the second half offense seemed to bog down. We were looking for that foot on the throat, maybe score. Well, what do you attribute that to?
I don't think we, on the early part of our possession, I don't think we were able to get anything going let's say, the initial attempt to run the ball there early. Believe you me, that's just what the doctor ordered for Mike. He was licking his chops, because it gives him a lot to work on with the wind of a great win like we got up there. So, believe it or not, it's a good day for a coach when he's got a lot to work on, but he knows he can improve on it. But we can do better than that. We've got to, in the early part of the down, we've got to have some more yards than we were getting there early, principally in the running game. I think we had six attempts there, maybe six total attempts there for most of the second half. So that thing went the other way on us in the second half. Gives us a lot to dwell on with the excitement of a win behind us. We'll be a better team for that.
Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 to the Fan. Jerry, it seems like you guys dodged a little bit of a bullet with the Jake Ferguson knee injury. Are you optimistic he may not even miss some time, or what's the outlook there?
I am. You got to know him. And I think technically that we really did a proverbial draw, dodge a bullet. But still, he's very excited about playing. I saw him right after our meetings yesterday, and he was excited about it. Like everybody, I know he was worried sick when it initially happened. His grandfather's Barry Alvarez. Do you, any of you guys remember what coach he was?
Absolutely.
One of the legendary coaches in this country. Well, that's his grandfather. And I know he died a thousand deaths when he saw him on the ground there, wherever he was watching it from. But, boy, I think so much of him for what he can add to this team this year that it would have been a blow, and we're relieved about it. I asked him last year, as one of my favorite stories, I just kind of was acknowledging him and walked by him in the dressing room before his initial time on the field for the Cowboys. And I said, how you feeling? He didn't blink. He goes, dangerous. Just kind of gave me that look, dangerous. Well, every time I see him, I think dangerous.
Jerry, you know, you mentioned Kalen Carson earlier, and he was obviously stepping in with Deron Bland still out with that injury. Couple weeks removed from that, any change in the timeline for you guys with Deron Bland? And do you have a game in your mind where you're kind of circling and saying, I want him to be back by here?
No, that's too specific. You can't do that. You've got to see how it goes. It could come. Those things are just totally up to how that rehab is going. And the best thing that happened to us was, of course, this young guy coming in here and really playing well opening game, and the kind of camp he's been having, too. So that's good, but we'll have that Bland back in there. We'll have him back just right, in my view. But I wouldn't dare try to pick up a game that you want him back, and that'll depend upon how well Carson's playing well as well.
Jerry, we got to ask you about Dak. You came to the contract agreement at essentially the 11th hour right before the season starts. Why now? Why now versus 6 months ago or 6 months from now?
Well, first of all, the definition of 11th hour is as to what. And frankly, I've never graded or been a part of a grade or been a part of a success or failure based upon what time it was, day, month, on the extension of a contract. What I think we all got to look at is, are they on the field or not? And the rest of it is almost paperwork, if you will. And obviously, we have wanted Dak Prescott to be the future quarterback of the Cowboys. We basically said that in 100 different ways over the past year. There's a lot goes into when you say that at the kinds of numbers that you have when you got a guy that's playing that position as accomplished as Dak is. So, boy, were we glad to get that done. I think the best thing I can say about the timing is, in general, when you have a significant decision or you have a significant event in your life, when it gets in the crosshairs where the parties are in agreement, they're on the same step, they're in the same room, and you see that time to do that, if your goal is to get a deal done, nail it right there. Do not fool around. And it started happening for us. We started looking at the first game and a little conversation that Dak picked up on it. And we said, wouldn't that be nice if we could have this thing done by kickoff? I've seen things that had a time be close enough to talk like that and act like that, miss that particular emotion when everybody's leaning in, and all of a sudden never get done. I've seen that happen so many times. So when you're negotiating or when you're basically trying to make a deal, when you see that other party, and that's what you want is a deal, and they do too usually, get it right there. Grab it. That's what we did.
Jerry, if you could help us like understand the philosophy of waiting, because we look at it, if the contract was signed a year ago, you know, you might have been able to get him for less money, $5, $6, $10 million a year less versus waiting, you know, because markets change, other quarterbacks get money. Explain the philosophy behind waiting as long as you guys did.
Oh, well, I think, first of all, what if you're not right? What if you're not right? What if you're wrong? You shouldn't have extended it. Have you ever thought that in any case, I'm not talking about Dak's contract at all, but in any case, secondly, it's a real misnomer to think that you had a meeting of the minds at this level that we ended up. Once it's done, you said, why couldn't you all have gotten that done yesterday? That's easy. Just paying the most money ever. Well, you have no idea where you were close to a meeting of the minds. Dak, of course, had the ability to play this out this year and be free in a market that could really reward that very much. And the assumption you're making when you say late in the game on any of these players, have we ever signed the players early and then sorry that we signed them? You guys get your memory cap out. We have, haven't we? Okay? Signed them way 2 years too early, mm-hmm. a year too early. Didn't see enough. So it does happen. And you're dealing with such an inexact, it's comparable to some types of competition don't have tangible thing. It's more like a beauty contest than it is a final score. Well, you never know for sure if you were right or wrong. You just can look at an ultimate result. Now, sometimes it's so clear as to where you are that then you should go ahead and make that decision. Every time in my life that I have known and could do it, that I wanted to do it, I would go do it. And I broke glass trying to get there. Every time I have ever done it. Have I ever not done a lot of them? Yes, because the other people didn't want to do it.
Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 The Fan. Jerry, is a Super Bowl a necessity for you to consider the Dak extension a success?
Go over that question again.
Is a Super Bowl a necessity for you to consider the Dak extension a success over the life of the contract?
Well, that's a hypothetical. I'm going to call it a hypothetical because I'm not going to give you a straight answer. And that's probably a pretty good question. But I think that when I look at what Dak is, he's leader. He plays the position of ultimate leadership in sports, in my opinion, as the quarterback. You can put a huge value on measures of success that don't reach a Super Bowl. I will say this, that any time that we've ever made players the highest played key players such as Troy Aikman, the most highest paid player in the game, we won Super Bowls.
Jerry Jones, D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, I know you touched on this with Stephen A. Smith, but the quarterback of the Cowboys is so polarizing. What do you say to the fan, and you kind of touched on it in one of your press conferences, who say, we haven't even been that close to the NFC Championship in 8 years with the quarterback. Why would it be different now and giving him all that money?
Oh, I think you've got to make the assumption that after years of experience, in this case with Dak, you just don't think they're capable of getting there. And the question is, well, what makes you think is capable? Well, I can tell you right now that the leadership and the experience of the times that you've seen him make the plays, the times that you've seen him make the adjustments, the times that you've the countless times that you've seen it. Once you've seen it happen, then you can count that you can see it again. That's fair. It's not necessarily going to happen, but you can see it again. he's done the kinds of things in games and in seasons that would allow him to quarterback the Dallas Cowboys to a Super Bowl. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Last one for you, Jerry, here. Micah next. You guys open, ready for business?
Exactly. Excuse me?
Is Micah next? Is he next up now?
Oh, listen, I really didn't do that deliberately, but obviously he had a great game out there Sunday, and he's an integral part of our team's future, so we'll see where we go.
Hey, Jerry, I just have a general question for you real quick. I've always wondered this. It happens in the NBA all the time. We all go through negotiations, and sometimes, you know, we get our feelings hurt, whether it's, you know, Zeke or Lamb or Dak. Do you ever worry that someone is just going to say, I want out? Here's my trade demand. I want out of here. Do you or do you never worry about that? And why do you think we really haven't had it happen with a superstar around here when the negotiations may not go their way initially?
Well, I've never seen anybody get their feelings hurt enough that the money couldn't cure.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Well, I guess it's all cured up right now. Jerry, congratulations on the awesome opening week. Impressive win. Let's do it again versus the Saints. Great to have you back for another year. And thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Jerry Jones brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's react to that and have RJ Choppy take us around his NFL final hour. Tolo Tuesday edition next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.